Hey there, overthinkers. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling that mental mess and finding some serious peace. You know that feeling when your brain feels like a runaway train, thoughts bouncing off the walls? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into mindfulness for beginners because even if you think you're too busy, stressed, or simply not good at it, trust me, everyone can benefit from a little mindful magic. Think of mindfulness like a mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. It's all about being present in this moment, without judgment. No dwelling on the past, no stressing about the future, just pure and unadulterated now. And trust me, this isn't some mystical, hippy-dippy practice reserved for gurus on mountaintops. It's a practical tool you can use right now, even if you only have 5 minutes to spare. So, where do we start? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will set you on the path to becoming a mindfulness master. 1. Breathe. It sounds simple, but seriously, focus on your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling your belly rise, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Each breath is a mini reset button for your mind. When those thoughts start racing, gently guide your attention back to your breath. 2. Body scan. Take a few minutes to simply tune into your body. Notice any sensations, the weight of your feet on the floor, the feeling of your clothes against your skin, the temperature of the air around you. This helps ground you in the present moment and build awareness of what's happening physically. 3. Mindful walking. Turn an ordinary walk into a mindful experience. Pay attention to the rhythm of your steps, the feel of the ground beneath your feet, the sights and sounds around you. Don't just get from point A to point B, savor the journey. 4. Sensory check-in. Throughout the day, take short breaks to engage your senses. Stop for a moment and really taste your coffee, listen to the birds singing, smell the fresh air, or feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. This helps you appreciate the little things and stay grounded in the here and now. 5. Practice, practice, practice. Like any new skill, mindfulness takes practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the present moment. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and remember that every bit of effort counts. Ever felt like your brain is on overdrive? You know, that feeling when you're trying to focus but all you can think about are a million different things at once. I get it. But imagine if you could hit the pause button on those racing thoughts just for a moment. That's what mindfulness is all about, creating space between your thoughts and your reactions. Let me paint a picture. Picture yourself sitting in your favorite coffee shop, enjoying that warm cup of joe. You're surrounded by the gentle murmur of conversations and the aroma of freshly brewed beans. But instead of getting caught up in the hustle and bustle, you take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and focus on the feeling of the warmth radiating from the mug in your hands. You notice the subtle flavors dancing on your tongue, the rich bitterness, the hint of sweetness, the creamy texture. You listen to the sounds around you, savoring each sip as if it were a moment of pure bliss. This, my friends, is mindfulness in action. It's about choosing to be present, aware, and fully engaged with your senses, even amidst the chaos of everyday life. So, remember these key takeaways. Breathe deeply, scan your body for sensations, walk mindfully, engage your senses throughout the day, and most importantly, practice regularly. You've got this. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to be more present and aware. And even small steps can make a big difference in how you feel and how you navigate the world around you. I'm cheering for you every step of the way. Now go out there and start experiencing the magic of mindfulness. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another dose of mental clarity and overthinking override.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.